Hi, gang. I'm sorry. All of a sudden my phone went down. All right, we were talking about the Olympics and the people, their dream. They never, they get there because they know, they absolutely know they can get there. But miracles come from other people. It came from the thousands and thousands of people that would get one Olympiad, well, actually all the Olympiads, to the Olympics. It took millions of dollars. It takes to build stadiums. The whole world makes miracles for the Olympiads to get to the games. Isn't that amazing? But that's what happens to all of us. If we just start recognize that, when you say, this is what I'm experiencing, keep it in the present moment. What we think as humans is that we think in linear. We have to think in no time. We have to think in no time. So once we stay in the now, things happen now. So it's a way of learning how to use that power within you. You have it, just like anybody else. We all have it. And people have told you, Buddha, Yeshua ben Joseph, Deepak, they all tell you that there's this thing within you. Wayne Dyer, they're all successful people telling you that you have this power within you. And yet we don't use it because we have forgotten how to use it. We have forgotten how to command our life. We've forgotten how to demand our life the way we want to. We all have our own sandbox. We all get to decorate it as we see fit, as we will. Free will, our will. Our will determines how we're going to live. This is our will. Where there's a will, there is a way. How many times do we have to listen to that? What is our will? The power within us. Thy will be done. So why don't we listen to this? Why don't we listen to these words versus the words, oh, you can't do it. You're a pipe dreamer. It's impossible. Are you crazy? Why do we listen to those words versus the ones that say, the kingdom of God is within you. All these things that I can do, you can do, and even better. Doubt not. Fear not. Why don't we listen to those words? Because it's easier. It's actually easier to hear the words and act towards the words. You're a pipe dreamer. It's never going to happen. Are you crazy? You think you can accomplish that? It is so much easier to listen to those words and then live those words than to hear anything that you want, you can do. Your life is unlimited. You can do anything that you will yourself to do. To hear those words and then to live those words, it's very, very hard. And it takes a lot of courage. You know why? Because you are fighting social consciousness. You are fighting the rest of the world. Unless you get into a pack of human beings that absolutely know thy will be done. Thy will be done. I'm telling you, there are more metaphysical people, there are more spiritual people that think in limitation than maybe social consciousness, which is a shame, because not only do they believe in spirituality, not only do they believe in metaphysics, they know that it can happen, but yet they are not brave enough to live it. They are not courageous enough to act as the power that they are. It takes a lot of courage to be unlimited. Because when people go, are you crazy for spending that money? Are you nuts? Since God is unlimited, that also means money. You know, this is what I don't get. Here's made the universe. He's made the animals. He's made the dinosaurs. He made the Stone Age. He's made. Everything. Everything is 100% God. And yet, when it comes to finances, all of a sudden, God gets into this fetal position and sticks his thumb in his nose, mouth, and he sits in the corner. Because he can't handle finances. Is that crazy or what? People don't know they can pay full price. And it'll all come back to them. But what happens when you start paying full price? You will see how it keeps coming back to you. And isn't it an insult when we go in and dicker with people on their prices? What is an insult? If you can't pay his price, if you're not unlimited to pay the price that he has given you, then go find somebody else who will accept your price. I read, about 25 years ago, this man, it was in a Reader's Digest, I'll never forget it. This man taught his family never always pay full price. And he wanted to teach his children how to respect other people's creations and how they feel within their the value of who they are. See, every time we dicker with somebody, we are not valuing their value. They've already told you what they are worth. And the second you dicker with them, you are telling them, no, you're not worth that. I think the kind thing would be to say thank you very much and then go find someone who says, oh, yes, that's my value. And you go, oh, that's what I thought. Here. Here. Sometimes when I go to these swap meets and stuff like that, I like to go to them. I'll pay $5 extra. They're asking 15. I go, here's 20 and not a penny less. Because I want, somehow I feel that that person needs to know their value. Because they're devaluing themselves when you dicker with them. And you're helping them devalue themselves. So if you can't pay what they, the value of themselves, what they're asking, go find the same object that somebody else is devaluing themselves with and pay them. But don't devalue that person. Don't try to dicker with them. How demeaning to that person. And don't we want to lift people up? Don't we want to say to them, I value you, and if that's how much you think you are valued, I want to respect that. I want to respect the value that you think of yourself. Because I know I am unlimited. And I know that the Father within me will always take care of me. But most of us don't know that. And the sad part about it, excuse me, And the sad part about it is that you are not, most of us are not willing to even try to figure it out. Talk about it a lot, but you won't live it. You will not live it. What an insult to the God within you to think, oh, you cannot figure this one out. I need to save $10 on this. Wow, what an insult. But yet, I guarantee you, you will go, many of them go to how to manifest, how to be financially wealthy, how to, all about how to become rich. There's more than money in being rich, but let's just talk about the money. How many people do I know that go to seminars in and out? They'll spend bucks, huge bucks, to go to these seminars to figure out how to manifest when all they have to do is go within. They're there. They don't have to go anywhere else but within. Everything that you need is within you. Everything that you need is within you. Everything that you need is within you. You have this power within you that can do anything and has. You don't get that it's created you. It is within you. It talks to you all the time. And you tell it, no, we can't afford that. And it goes, okay. And you hear it. I knew you'd hear it. And it's a big thinker. And it's trying to tell you, we can afford that. No, we can't. Okay. Whatever you say. But I'm telling you, every time that you step outside of your box, every time you step out of your sandbox to do something out of the ordinary, all right, listen to this, ordinary, you're ordinary. Aren't you tired of being ordinary? You read all the books to be how not to be ordinary, and it tells you right in print. It tells you when you plug it in your ears. You go to speakers to tell you how to get out of being ordinary, and you won't do it. Why spend all that money? You're not going to do it anyway. You like being ordinary. That's why you are ordinary. You like being that way. If you liked being supernatural, listen to this, supernatural, natural, it is natural for you to be supernatural, just to be natural will take you further than being ordinary. Ordinary, you're thinking like everybody else. You, until you stop thinking ordinary thoughts like super social consciousness, you will stay exactly where you are. And if you're happy there, go for it. I'm not complaining. I'm not judging. If you are happy the way you are, then stay the way you think. And you can just dream a lot in your ordinary way. And you will get ordinary dreams that you already have. You will stay the way you are. Why? Because you're afraid to be not ordinary. That means you have to think differently. That means you have to act differently. And what are your friends going to say? What is your family going to say? Here's what you do. You blow them off. Listen to the words. They have a meaning. They have direction behind it. Blow them off. If you have somebody in your life that is not serving you, actually, they probably are, but that's another show, different time. But if they're not conducive to where you're going to your life, blow them off. They will leave. And you don't have to say one word to them. The breath of life. The breath of life is how you have determined how you are going to lead your life. You breathe into your life. What you are experiencing. You have just blown it into your future. Now you blew it into your future and you leave it alone. Again, we've talked about this in the past, is you will think about something one day, 4 days later it happens. And you go, oh my God, I was just thinking about this 4 days ago. Well, what happened from the first day when you thought about it until the fourth day? It's in your life. Why? Because your thinking, your thoughts coagulated into mass. It mattered. It's in matter. Why did it happen so quickly? Because you weren't interfering with it. It was a casual thought. Case in point, I got my office is really crowded. And I've got, between my door jamb and my printer, I had 12 inches of space that was going to take a unique table to fill. But I thought, well, if I could put that there and scoop my printer over, that's going to give me another foot. I really needed that other foot. And I thought about that on Monday. Yesterday, I went to a garage sale. It was a gorgeous day here. Lo and behold, the perfect table, 1 foot wide. I couldn't have asked for anything better. I manifested that in about, 4 or 5 days. But I just left it alone. It was a casual thinking. I was just, just sitting at my table. I forgot all about it. Here's the table within 4 or 5 days. I go, that's my table. I needed it. And I took it home and it fitted perfectly. And that has happened to you. Everybody out there that's listening right now, why did it happen so fast? The answer, you left it alone. Unbeknownst to you, you turned it over to the power within you because you didn't tell it to stop. You never said, I'll probably never find that table. I never said that. I never said, well, it has to be this way or that way. I just said I need a 12-inch table, and this power within you will deliver it to you. I forget the quote in the Bible. It's something about the Father within you knows what you need before you even ask, which is true. It's inside your head. It's listening to your thinking. It's know what's coming. But I have learned, the one thing I can say about me, I have learned how to use the power within me. I'm working on a project. I've been working 20-some-odd years. It's like 22 years. And it's, every day it comes closer and closer and closer. But do I ever say, it's not going to happen? No. Do I ever get the human frustration? Yes. But when I get a human sentence in my brain, oh, this is not going to happen, every once in a while it happens, but immediately I erase it. I didn't say that, I didn't say that. Race it off. I use the back of my forehead as a chalkboard. And, it's not going to happen. Stop it! I pretend to grab a racer. Racy, racy, racy. It is going to happen. And it is going to happen. But I have known it's going to happen for 20 years. I just didn't know how it was going to happen. Didn't know it was going to take this long. But I'll tell you what, it was my greatest teacher ever. It taught me more. Because some people, if they're into their dream and they're chasing the dream 3 or 4 years, and after the 4th year, oh, it's not going to happen. I've put my heart and my soul into it, and it's not here yet. Victim, victim, victim. Whine, whine, whine. God does not whine. A powerful entity does not whine. They do not play victim. They say, I am the master. I am the creator of my life. That is who I am, the great I am. I do not ever play victim. Do I whine every once in a while? Yes, I do. I admit it. But boy, I cut it off and I just eliminate those thoughts from my whole beingness. You couldn't find, when I am the master of me, which my life is pretty much the way I want it, except for the fruition of my project, but it's there. I'm not worried about it. But in my whole beingness, even at the tip, tiny tip of my little toe, you cannot find doubt or fear. When I'm in my zone, everything, and I know many of you out there, when you are in your zone, everything goes perfectly the way you want it. Answer, stay in your zone. Why would you ever want to get out? And guess what? You are the one who determines whether you're in the zone or whether you're out. You're the only one. It's yours. I'm really going to miss this radio show. Also, I want to talk to you a little bit about relationships because a lot of them have been coming at me lately. And I'm in the don't get it anymore stage of my life about how people can treat people mean-spiritedly. I don't get it anymore. Again, we're going to part with, let's get his name. Gandhi's quote, we must be the changes that we want to see. And until we change within us, until we are the masters of our own life, until we are kind to people, until we are compassionate with other people, then the world is going to stay the way it is, with ugly people. And I'm not talking physically. I'm talking about mean-spirited people. Do I judge them? No. Do I wish they would go away? Absolutely. I don't get it anymore. I don't get how one adult can even remotely conceive that they can run another adult's life. Tell them what to do. Watch over them. Watch every move that they make. I don't get that anymore. God gave my life to me. And if you want to look at this, like if some people like have 3 or 4 spouses, 3 or 4 marriages, you know, and let's say Joe has 3 or 4 marriages or Charlene has 3 or 4 marriages. Does that mean every partner that they connect with, they get to run their life? Where do they get off on that one? Who told them when they get into a relationship that they get to run the other person's life? God did not ever give the power to one person to run another person's life. The only time that this happens is when somebody plays victim and somebody plays bully. Somebody plays control freak and somebody plays victim. That is the role that they want to play in this life? Okay, I get it. They're learning a lot of wisdom from this. But I would hope that these days are over. You've got to stop playing victim. If you do not play victim, there cannot be a control freak in your life. There cannot be a bully in your life because you don't need them to learn the wisdom from that. The day you stop playing victim is the day they leave. And you blow them away. You can't have those people in your life when you are a master and not a victim. It's impossible. The only time where bullies are and control freaks are is when there's a victim in the neighborhood or in the room. That's all right. There can't be a bully or control freak if there's no victims. They will go find a victim. So the only answer here is for the victim to get out of that relationship and get help. Go to a shrink. Go to a spiritual person. There are places where there you can go to learn how to stop being a victim. Stop. There's freedom out there. There's tons of freedom out there. You just don't know it yet. Knock and ask and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened for you. Those are great statements. And they're absolutely true. 100%. When two adults get together, there was nothing except for a religion who started this a long time ago that said that the man is the household, the man runs it. That is probably the biggest crock I've ever heard. Women are equally as intelligent. It was a game that was started so long ago, and we are still playing it, unfortunately. We are still playing it. I'm in my car away. I'm not home. That was my dinger. So, my peacekins, what I am asking of you is go out and learn how to be nice to people. Bite your tongue. Because until we are what we want to see in the future, it will never happen. We have to be what we want to see. Go out and make somebody smile. And all you have to do there is smile at them and they'll smile right back. How nice is that? Be kind to each other. Do not try to control another adult's life. That's when fighting starts, because the person you are trying to control is saying, you know what? I am me. Leave me alone. And they push back. And you wonder why there's so many arguments. Stop. Stop. They have a right to their life just as much as you have a right to yours. You get to run it your way. They get to run it their way. And guess what? There's actually some really cool futures there. Nobody, you are sharing your life with somebody else. That's what adults are. That's the word. They're adults. They get to choose their life their way. And what most people do, the bullies and the control freaks, they want their partner, they want their spouse to live their life. No, they want the spouse to live the bully's life. They want them to live their life as the bully lives their life. They want to call the shots of how you live your life. You live your life your way. Period. End of story. No one has the right to tell you how to live your life. And if they don't like it, they can leave. It's that simple. Don't spend the rest of your guys' life arguing with each other. It's a waste of time. I mean, think about it. The time we keep fighting, it makes life worse. Don't you want to, like, be kind with each other? Don't you want to be in happy times together? all this time fighting is such a waste. You know why? Because you're trying to control the other person's life. The wife is trying to tell the husband to live his life her way, and the husband is trying to tell the wife to live her life his way. And they both sides push back. Why? Doesn't make sense to me anymore. It just doesn't make sense. Well, my little peaskins, I'm out of here. It's been very nice for my audience. I just really appreciate those who have supported me in listening and calling in. And if I ever do this again, which I hope to, I've got your emails. And if you ever want to email me and you want to have start a dialogue through the email, my email address is Ian's Place. That's E-A-N-S Place at Comcast.net. So until we meet again, you have a very peaceful life, a very powerful life, and you pass that on to others so we can, like, calm this world down a little bit. And you are the light that can go out there and do that. You are the light. Go find out how powerful you are by being how powerful you are. You cannot be powerful until you are powerful. Until we meet again, my name is Ian. This is Ian's Place signing off. Good night.